Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. I hate Tuesdays, but happy Tuesday to you. It's beautiful out there today. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning out there. 70 degrees in Oshkosh, 67 in Appleton, 66 in Green Bay. Zero wind. There's like no wind whatsoever. No. Me and my fiberglass boat would be going all over the pond tonight. Just like getting a workout, doing the whole thing.
It is. It's a good day. There's no wind. I you saw how I got to work today.
You took the bike to work.
I did. First, I went to Green Bay.
Todd, proud are we? Look at that. Look what's up on her screen.
If you're watching on Facebook, I put a picture of the...
I really did. I brought my bike. I took it to Green Bay Collective, which you're going to go buy a bike there someday. You've been talking about it for a month. But I went there yesterday just to get a tune-up, and they were great. And then you just... give them a little tip and
awesome.
Yeah, they're nonprofit, right?
Would they do this for me?
And then come here and deliver and make. No, what do you want? Just go over there. Just for our listeners,
I didn't call
you yesterday and say, look, I'm going.
Did I say a word about having them deliver it? No.
Okay.
No. Would they have like a bike rack I could borrow? Like if I took my car over there, I don't have a bike rack. Do they have like a portable bike rack? Do you think I could take it back with? Otherwise, I have to walk there and then ride it back and then.
Well, just put it in your car.
I don't know if it'd fit. Would it
fit in my car?
Did you take your wheels off?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Put the seats down.
All right. I'll do that then.
It'll fit easy. Easy.
I will. Okay. Yeah. All right.
By the way, the Green Bay Bike Collective, they're open. The thing about them, they're volunteers. These guys know bikes. They got so many good parts. They got a lot of good equipment there too.
Did they say anything about the bike I donated?
Yeah, they're gonna use it for parts.
Okay, cool.
But still, it's nice you donated it.
Yeah,
there are quite a few.
There was some paint on it. I had splattered paint on it too. I gotta be honest with you.
He didn't really show it to me. Said, Mino dropped off a bike. I'm like, I said, but he wants one, and he said, well, where is he?
Would they take mine as a trade at all? Do they do that?
A dollar.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine.
Well, no, I don't want to speak for them. Maybe not.
All right.
But anyway, that's not on.
You gotta find it.
I know. It's hard to find.
It's hard to find. But it's State Street is just to the
north
of Broadway. Yes, in that back area. And you got
to
look for it.
Well, State Street would be to the east of Broadway.
Yes, they're to the parallel. East of Broadway.
I'm just saying that when you, it's on the north end of State Street.
Yeah.
Right before it curves around.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually a really nice facility.
It's actually just down from, what's that bar? It's a popular bar.
Cropsey's.
Yes.
There are a lot of people at Cropsey's.
That's what I mean. That's a really popular place.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Today is Corgi Day?
Corgi. Those little dogs, right? Those little Corgi dogs? Jim, you know what a Corgi is, right?
I don't think I do.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what a Corgi is.
I'll find a picture.
I don't know what a Corgi is.
I had a Bichon. I had two Bichons.
I had a Bichon.
Did you?
Dumbest dog I ever had.
No, they're one of the smartest dogs.
I couldn't get it trained.
I
bought a book on it. I bought a VHS on it. And I watched it. And it talked about first thing in the morning, take him out for a walk. First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So I got him.
I know what that is. That's a nice dog.
So I took it out. I used to do that, okay? And got it for my daughters for Christmas. And it used to bite and snap, whatever. But anyway.
Bichon?
Yeah. So I'd take him out for a walk. It'd be like 20 below. I'd take him for a walk. Get back home. He'd run in, find a warm corner, and do his thing.
Oh, man.
Honest to God. He refused to do it outside.
You can't bring him in the house until he goes to the bathroom.
Oh, I needed to come into the house. I had to go to the bathroom.
You'd tie him up. You didn't train him right. That's too bad. Bichons are pretty smart dogs.
Mm.
Yeah, no, if you take the rating of dogs, he was not a bright dog. English sheepdog, and I had one of those too. And Alex was, he was one of the, I think he was like 80th or so, maybe 70th or something, one of the dumber dogs, and he confirmed that.
Really?
I'd let him in, like we had a little, fenced in yard just with a white picket fence, and I'd have the gate open. He would just go stand like by the fence, like, how am I going to get out of here? Like, gate's open. I just let you in.
Okay.
So anyway, but he was great.
I'd never seen one of those dogs, a congee, before.
Oh, yeah. Those are.
A corgi. I've never seen one, I don't think.
I think those are expensive dogs.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Aren't all dogs expensive these days?
They are.
I mean, man, we used to give our dogs away.
Yeah.
Nobody gives dogs away anymore, do they?
No.
I mean, if you have a litter of pups, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't, you know.
We used to give them all away. Today is also Old Maid's Day. Boy, that's an antiquated term, isn't it?
She's
a little bit.
Oh, she's 25. She's an old maid.
You can be an old
maid. That's like my mom and my aunts talking, isn't it, though? You know what I mean, that term?
Oh, that's
whoever
funny.
Uses that. That is probably so offensive to women these days.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you think? That'd be like so offensive.
Right up there with.
Yes. Today is National Cheese Day?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's June Dairy Month, right?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And National Cheese Day today. That's fantastic.
Well, we should go across the street and celebrate. $6 billion cheese company across the street.
Right next door.
Schreiber, you guys listening? I know one guy from Schreiber listens to us. He was talking to him. We're here till 9.
Yes, we are. Last week, Malane brought that cheese tray in, and you guys were just going to town on it.
That was good cheese.
Yeah. You know, is there a bad cheese?
No, that's true.
Lindberger, maybe? My dad used to eat Lindberger.
So my dad. No, that's not.
You like that?
Yeah. Well, you can't have it in the house because it smells so strong.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah. So that's why you don't have it a lot. Maybe that's some of that process, like that Velveeta.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really cheese.
You know, okay, can I tell you what our favorite cheese was in our family? And this happened in like the 80s.
That stuff out of the jar?
Uh-uh.
What?
It was thanks to Ronald Reagan. Government cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That made the best grilled cheese sandwiches.
You know what?
Yeah. It was so rich.
No, hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, trust me, my folks did not need government cheese. They would go to the senior center whenever they had it because it would make the greatest sandwiches.
That's good cheese. These are major cheese manufacturers that are just, you know, getting. Selling it to the government.
And I still say on my deathbed or death row want that grilled cheese sandwich with that bread just golden, toasty brown, and the cheese just melting over the sides.
We'll make those for you.
And a big glass of chocolate milk.
And tomato soup?
And tomato soup. Yeah. Creamy tomato soup.
I have that written down.
And some French onion chips. Okay?
I don't know what those are.
Yeah, just potato chips. French onion flavored.
Oh, French onion flavored.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I thought you had made girls.
And
French
maybe
onion
a little
dip.
Spinach dip. A little spinach dip.
Well, French onion dip is good, but you want to...
coconut cream pie.
Jeez, John. Okay, that is your deathbed.
Yeah.
Just can have that tonight.
The injection did good. The arteries were clogged.
No, he's dead.
He's dead. We didn't even do it yet.
Save it for the next guy.
Absolutely. Today is also Hug Your Cat Day. Of all the things I will never do in the history of my lifetime, I will never hug a cat.
That's two of
that
us.
That is a guarantee. I will not hug a cat. I have never met a cat in my lifetime that liked me. I've told you that with horses. I've told you that with cows. I've told you that with other animals. Cats despise me.
Well, how could you tell? Horses I get, because horses, dogs for sure. Cats, what about a cow? I don't understand how a cow would like you or not like you.
I've done some stuff. I was shooting some stuff for a dairy thing one time, and these cows were like really aggressive.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'd be standing there, and they'd go like this with their head.
They're not being aggressive. They want a mate. That's why they were.
I'm not even going there. Okay. Somebody says your government cheese is simply Velveeta. No, it was not. Trust me on this.
I just want to say that. I think there's different kinds of government cheese.
Okay.
But it. No, I don't think.
No, this was solid. This was a really good, rich,
like a Colby
solid.
Thing.
Yes. Yeah. Like, just like a Colby. I mean, maybe different states had different kinds, but not that one. That was tremendous. Oh. National Barbecue Week.
Oh, good.
You're not a big barbecuer, huh?
You know.
You'd think you would be with all, you love working in the kitchen.
Yeah, I went and filled up. I was mad. Oh, God. So I went, you told me this. Oh, yeah.
So I don't blame you.
Out of propane. So I went and filled up.
Out of three tanks, right?
Yeah, three. They're all empty. I thought, come on. So I went and got them filled
Why
up.
Why don't they have some kind of a little gauge on them?
They kind of do.
Do they?
Yeah. Just who looks at it, right? So
Are you sure? Propane tank has a gauge?
The tank doesn't, but your grill does. It like lifts up as the tank gets lighter. And then it goes up to you hang your tank
right
under the grill and like a scale. And the lighter and then the lever goes down to full. And then the more you use the tank, it goes up medium and then quarter and then
I've never heard of this.
Now remember who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know,
right?
I know.
And he's got a $4,000.
I paid for $4,800 for it.
It's just a Weber grill. I got it at Martin. No,
the city had it left over when I left. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, there's, so, but you're right. There's not a gauge on the tank. That is true. But there's a gauge on your grill to help you manage the tank.
I have never seen a gauge on a grill. I'm just being honest. I've never had a
Did you open the doors and look underneath where you hang the tank? You didn't. Phew.
Have you, Todd?
No. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. I believe he's for real.
But correct me if I'm wrong on something here. Isn't propane a gas? Like a you know what I'm saying? It's not liquid, is it? So isn't it just like oxygen? So how would it get lighter?
Oh, no. It's
a You can't
it's,
pour out propane, can you?
It's got to be a liquid gas, and it turns to gas after you
But what dispenses. I'm saying, so is a propane, somebody help us here, is a full propane tank the same weight as an empty one?
No, John. Not well, even how close. Would the, how, not even close. Well, that's how the scale works. Propane tanks are, I bet you full, they weigh 20 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went to...
Todd, help us out in this
U-Haul.
One of us is really wrong.
U-Haul fills them up. Yes. So, and it was... It's expensive. But anyway, so I got that done. But yeah, you like to grill. I mean...
Says it's stored under pressure inside a tank as a colorless, odorless, weightless liquid.
He may have added the weightless in there.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
As pressure is released, the liquid propane vaporizes and turns into gas that is used in combustion. And odorant, ethanol, something is added for leak detection.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Mm-hmm. I've still never seen liquid. A scale under a grill ever in my life. I'm just being honest.
Well, when you go to fill up your propane tank, they put it on a scale.
They do?
No.
Yeah, they do pressure. How many pounds of pressure?
Bill says it's a liquid under pressure bought by the pound.
Okay.
Bill from Green Bay.
So how much heavier then is that than an empty one? How much heavier is a full propane tank versus an empty one?
I think it's 20 pounds, but I don't know. I'm just guessing.
All right. But we're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
But I would think a tank of propane would weigh the same as a tank of water. I have nothing to base that on. But
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
Anyway, but I got three tanks, so you can come over. I'll grill something for you.
No, you won't.
It's National Grilling Day?
You won't. Here's what I know for a fact. You will never invite me over for a cookout.
I said I'll grill you something and bring it to you.
Yeah, have me wait out in your driveway. We got to set a quick break. We had some great guests coming up today, folks. Yeah. Might of the Mayor just getting started. Back up this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. As I mentioned, 70 degrees already in Oshkosh, 67 in Appleton, 66 in Green Bay. We got some rain here in Green Bay, but nothing major.
No.
No hail or anything like that.
I think tonight's going to rain.
Tonight's supposed to be nasty, Todd?
Tonight. Like 9:10. Like 9:10 tonight.
Okay, and I know it's supposed to get real windy and stuff like that. But
so, you know, I was reading the news this morning, and you always talk about things you want to do, you know? And sometimes you go back to you wish you would have thing.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been a wide receiver.
Because of the money?
Did you see what that guy's making?
Yeah.
$140 million. His parents were big basketball players. They were athletes, you know, and his brother played. He has two brothers that played, but this is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like even if he gets hurt tomorrow.
Yeah. They never used to do that in the NFL. But now they'll give these huge bonuses that are 100% guaranteed. It never used to be that way. I mean...
What happened to paid for performance? Is that just
that has gone so far? It's mind boggling. Basically, that went out with free agency. Once guys had the freedom to move from team to team, that kind of went out the window.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
man.
I mean, it's mind boggling. It's like I said, it's monopoly money.
He's 24.
Yeah,
I was not making that when I was 24.
It's mind boggling. Birthday, say Angelina Jolie is 49. I don't like her for some reason. Do you? Just kind of something.
Is it all in the name?
I don't know what it is.
Angelina Jolie.
She annoys me in some way. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Probably because, you know, She's beautiful. She had a good-looking husband. They had all the kids.
Do you see where their daughter, though, is changing her name? She doesn't want the name Pitt. So when she turns 18, she's dropping the name Pitt because she hates her dad, I guess.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's sad.
I know.
That is really, that's a slap in the face.
Absolutely.
Would you give up your family
your name?
Name?
Right. Wow. Russell Brand is 49. Never really got him.
He's a little weird.
A little weird. Michelle Phillips, is that from the Mamas and the Papas?
You got it.
Oh, give me a little Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah. She's another one that.
She was smoking hot.
Oh, but.
Smoking.
She was smoking.
No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. She said she didn't touch it. John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to listen to that harmony.
Oh, that's great harmony. Now that's harmony, John.
That's harmony.
That is harmony. How old is she?
80.
Oh, gee.
Michelle Phillips is 80 years old. That's unbelievable. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth Weismeyer, I didn't know she
Westheimer.
Was... Westheimer.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was still alive.
She is.
96. You know, she did some things during World War II. She was like in special ops or something in World War II.
Really?
Yes. She was sort of like the SOS in World War II. Wow. You know who else was? Julia Childs.
Really? That's right. I remember hearing
you know who
that.
Else was? The Pink Panther guy. David Niven? Is that David Niven? No. Sellers. Peter Sellers.
Peter yes. Sellers.
He was like SOS for... Yeah, special operations in Britain. Yeah. Yeah.
Julia Childs did
that? Audrey Hepburn was a courier for the Dutch resistance. I could tell you all kinds of different things. The girl who I had a crush on that you did too and everybody did that watched Lost in Space, remember the blonde?
Farrah Fawcett.
No. And her.
I never crushed on anybody else.
Yeah. Her dad was a Nazi.
Well, who's this? Who are you talking about?
The girl in Lost in Space, the blonde. She'd always go looking for radioactive rocks with the professor. Remember? Mm-mm. The right-hand guy, you knew something was going on.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you just watch that show, Lost in Space?
Yeah, I remember
was
that.
Was it Marta Kristen or something
like
that?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
I can't believe that lady's 80.
Michelle Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
She was in, was she in Dynasty or one of those?
Knott's Landing.
I always get those mixed up. Was that her and what was Morgan Fairchild in?
Wasn't she in Flamingo Road?
Flamingo Road, you're
like
right.
That?
Yes. All those shows had that one kind of like Vixen.
Yep.
Hey, Joanne Collins.
Yep.
Yeah. Joan Collins. They all had that one that was, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I remember John Lovett always used to do the, remember the liar, the compulsive liar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go pick up my girlfriend. Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Morgan Fairchild is my girlfriend. I used to love John Lovett. Whatever happened to John Lovett? Huh?
No, I don't know. Yeah, he was funny.
So for your you've had the world's worst trivia over the last few days.
I don't know your beans.
What was it? Know your beans and know your what was yesterday?
Mammals.
Know your mammals.
Mammals. I have some more, but I'm not going to give them to you.
No, I was looking up some. I got two of them for you.
Okay.
I got three. Ready?
All right.
It's called Know Your Wood. All right. Major League Baseball bats. Generally,
maple.
Predominantly, what type of wood? Maple, ash, or oak?
It's maple or oak.
I'm going to say ash. I don't know why.
I'm going to say maple.
It is ash.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Todd. Give yourself the bell.
I will.
Okay, all right.
Violins. They're made out of many different ones, but what one is the most prominent type of wood used to make a violin?
I'm supposed to guess. No, it's multiple choice.
I'm just going to let you guess.
Mahogany.
No.
Not teak.
No.
I don't know. Anyways.
It's a very common wood. I was surprised.
Oh, it's not pine.
Maple.
It's maple.
Really?
Yes. Maple.
Okay.
All right.
What are the best bowling
pins? I was going to ask you one. Can I ask one?
Okay, all right.
If you had one of those soapbox derby little racing cars, what were they made out of?
Plywood.
The small ones, the small tracks, not the big ones.
Oh, I don't know. That's
balsa.
Well, yeah, I suppose they want to make it light.
Yeah. I thought you'd be better at this, but your family made their millions in wood. That's why I picked this one out for you. I thought I was giving you a gimme.
We sold lumber. We didn't.
Yeah, wasn't the you finished, still think
we
you
sold
know.
Lumber. We didn't sell the finished product.
Ask me something about iron ore, I'll tell you.
I should have got
ask
the balsa.
Ask me about night crawlers.
I should have got the balsa.
Wow.
That's very light.
Your family's business. That's why I took that topic.
All right. Yeah, I should have known that. Okay. All right. All right. Don't tell my dad.
No. So, is mom listening?
Yeah, she probably is.
We never wanted him working in the shop.
Doesn't know his wood.
Just didn't know his wood. He was always that way. All right. Hey, we got some great guests coming on. Vanessa Moran, Feeding My Starving Children event with the Green Bay Rockers.
You know much about that? That is a great, great organization. You can go, you pack the food. That I'm really interested in her coming in and talking about that. There's organizations out there to help with hunger. This has got to be one of the best.
Great.
I mean, when they get those people down there and these assembly lines, and it's a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm glad she's coming on. This is gonna be interesting. And they got a big deal going on with the Rockers, which is cool.
Excellent. Then we've got Eric Brundridge coming on. Todd?
Life Love Incorporated. He was on with our show a couple of months ago as our small business spotlight. Just opened his bricks and mortar and had the ribbon cutting yesterday.
Yesterday.
And he still wants me to throw the football around with him because he's thinking about making a comeback.
There you go.
Remember he said that day he was here? He's like, man, you look like you got an arm. Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
He's on his way out. We're on his way. Yeah, guys were, I don't know what you're.
We usually stand here with the guests till they leave, yeah. John. So no. Okay. All right.
Alicia Wigner, executive director. Todd?
Yep, Christine Ann Center in Oshkosh.
Yeah. Yep.
They work with abused women, and they're actually expanding, moving to a much larger location to help more people, and they've got a capital campaign going on.
Outstanding.
You know, and that, I just want to say, the reason they're moving to a larger organization is because the market is there. That's kind of a
need,
sad thing.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, she'll talk more about that.
You wish they're sitting there trying to find a smaller place, but unfortunately they're not.
No.
And then a young man that I've known for, boy, since he's probably 10 years old, what a life he's had, Douglas Darby. And Jacob Jansen, Turning the Page, and it's about recovery.
Yep.
About drug recovery. And he has just, he's devoted his life to this. So.
Just God bless
and he
those
was
guys
there, man. He was in those dark, dark places. And so what a huge lineup. Great work putting it together, Todd. We'll be back. Mind on the Mayor right after this.
Text to win statewide contest on WISS and WGBW. It's your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. That's coming up after 7 o'clock this morning with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I was asking you. What's going on?
No,
I don't know. Just, okay.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, wait a minute. What was going on over there?
We're just going through
the
prizes.
We'll tell you off air.
Okay. So, okay.
You
yes,
tell them more jokes
back.
Like earlier.
No. Yeah, no.
All the Alina jokes?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Just a fake. I don't
we'll do that on our last day.
Oh, my. No matter when you do it, that will
last
be our
day
last
of our
day.
Careers.
That will be our last
yes.
day.
Yes.
All right.
Especially when doing in front of Lisa Hale, our Bureau Chief for Civic Media and News Director and All Things Considered. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how y'all doing this morning?
We're good.
We're good.
We're getting good. We're getting good.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
I'm really curious as to what was going on.
I know.
Curiosity as a news person is just going to tell me.
Well, you can stay on the line after because we'll cut you in because it has to do a little bit with
somebody you know.
With someone you know. We're going through the prizes. Anyway,
yes.
So what is going on in the state?
And trust me, the person we just met, we're talking about. This person would laugh harder than anybody.
Yeah,
so it's nothing bad.
They'll be laughing with us.
Yes.
Not at, you know.
Well, I don't know. Some of us just laughed at y'all.
Yeah, I know.
I believe it.
So this week I'm working on a couple of different stories. The one I'm doing for today is Medicare fraud prevention. It's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week in Wisconsin. And I'm doing a big story about that. It affects, well, Medicare fraud itself costs Medicare $60 billion with a B dollars per year. And that's just what it costs Medicare. It doesn't even get into what it costs the individual person who's on Medicare, you know, in stress, time, worry, identity theft, things of that nature. So I'm doing a story on that this week.
Would you do a follow up for me, please?
That $60 billion is taxpayer money. You know, I don't understand why the government can't do a better job of detecting fraud. I will tell you, there's banks, there's credit cards. You do one thing.
Yeah, I just found a notice on my phone from a couple of months ago that kind of caught my attention about, you know, suspicious activity on your so-and-so.
Right.
And you know, boom, I got that right away. But you're right. Why Medicare is it so hard to detect?
It's hard to detect fraud on so many levels because of the fact that the people who are targeted, I don't want to use the word naive, but yeah. many of them don't know what is happening and become anytime. This is not just Medicare fraud. This is all fraud and all phishing and smishing and other types of,
right.
of identity theft. They hit you with this urgency and you panic inside. We're humans and we tend to get a little bit, oh my God, what is happening here? I need to respond immediately. I need to send them money or I need to give them my information yeah. because this can't happen. I need my Medicare benefits. And then they end up getting yeah. the number. In the Medicare fraud specifically, what happens is people are either sent equipment they don't need or want, or they're charged for things they don't need right. or want. And then if they get to the point where they do need that, let's say, for example, you had a back injury. Well, 3 months ago, somebody called you and said something about your Medicare stuff, got your stuff, and charged you for a back brace that you didn't need or want. You never got it. They just charged you. It went on your Medicare statement. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have an accident or something and you need that back brace. And Medicare's going to say, you've already gotten that.
Yeah.
So we is it scammers calling? Is that how it works? Well,
a lot of it is phone calls. A lot of it is phone calls to the Medicare beneficiaries. You know, you get this call. Just wanted to make sure that you got your new right. Medicare card that came in the mail. I didn't get a new card. Oh. Well, then I'm glad I called you. Let right. me get your information so that I can check and see what happened to it.
Wow.
I wish we would string those people up publicly.
I know, I agree.
You know, like for it. That public lynching, there was something.
To do something to elderly people is so terrible.
It is. And just to put it on face, just, but it's the middleman. It's not the end user that's causing the fraud. It's the, like she's saying, it's the person in the middle that's scamming.
Well, it's
people.
Almost like the time I almost got scammed on that truck.
Right.
And the thing is, they had a person that I know personally, his name, had hacked him or whatever, and said, hey, yeah, John, just send me $500, and I'll tell you where the truck is. You can go take a look at it and whatever, whatever. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, but if you're elderly more, maybe a little, you know, whatever, whatever, you don't have that perception, perhaps.
And I think a lot of the, and I'm not saying this is all elderly people, because, I mean, let's face it, Jim and John, we're getting there ourselves. No offense.
Well, here's what I want you to do, though. On part two of your Medicare thing, find out why they have such terrible dental care. It's horrible.
He always turns it back.
$800 out of a $900 procedure. I'd have spent personally $800. Yeah. Do you know what $800 means to me yeah. out of my thing?
Lisa.
I didn't even know I had $800.
Yeah. Lisa.
I've never had $800.
He always turns it back. We have doctors come in here to talk about initiatives for the state and for the city. And John's like my knee here. Do you look, take a look at this. I'm like, what? Send
Thank
a guy a bill.
God, Jim cooks for me once in a while.
Just so saying. His Medicare thing, he is right about that dental. I mean, he's been talking about that, and it's not great dental coverage, but really,
it's not.
I don't know what that.
I haven't had a tooth problem in 25 years.
Well, you're getting older too, though.
And then all of a sudden, bing, I go on Medicare, and I need a $1,300 procedure. Yeah. Isn't that something?
I just think. Well, I don't know what the answer. Your report's going to be interesting, I'm sure, but I'm just wondering when it comes to solutions on that. I just think you could pay. Like, I have a son-in-law who's just super high-tech, and you pay a group of these kids $1 million each to come up with some anti-fraud software. I just think they could do it.
But when it's personable, I mean, when it's a nice-sounding person on the phone, oh, good evening, Mrs. So-and-so, I hope I'm not bothering you.
Yeah.
Just calling from your Medicare office. Want to make sure everything's okay.
You could do... like detect the lines that it's, you know, cause when calls come in, it's something that says spam right on the phone.
But again, I could think of my mom at 87 years old getting a call like that.
Yeah, I know.
She would think it was 100% legit.
And it's not just elderly folk. That's the point I was trying to make. A couple of years ago, I myself, a news person, almost got taken in by a scam. Somebody calling me, pretending to be a U.S. Marshal, saying that I missed jury duty and had a bench warrant out for my arrest, and I needed to send money to get that fixed.
Ooh, that's a good one.
When you're a news director and you've got a sketchy past, Lisa, that will happen.
Absolutely. I know, I can see why your mind was racing.
Right? It's like, oh my God, they caught me.
But the thing is at first I panicked and I was like, what do you mean I missed jury duty? I never got any jury duty notifications, blah, blah, blah. And then it started clicking with me.
Yeah.
What the heck is this? So, yeah. I mean, it can happen to anyone when that panic sits in. Yeah.
I remember one time right before I came home, went up to visit my mom, who was, 80 something, and she'd been sitting on her porch waiting for me. And she says, wow, Johnny, two men just left here. They said, I have to get a new roof. I'm like, what? They said they were driving by and they're, they saw it and they said, boy, your roof is really in rough shape, but we'll give you a really good deal and whatever. And it worked out great because she says, well, my son Johnny is going to be here any minute. And my other son, who's the sheriff, is going to be visiting. She said, do you want to come back later? And never heard from them again.
Right.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Yes.
That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it's too bad that scams are going on. Some of them are just, how can people be that?
So heartless, so cold, so unbelievable. Then you got some other stuff. The thing that we talked with Mark Hewson for Bell and Sports Medicine, it was our whole topic last week, was heat stress and the illnesses that come from that.
Yeah.
That could be. And you know what? I was reading something about this, and it said one of the worst heat stress situations isn't from running, isn't from being out. It's some of these elderly people in these really small houses, if they don't have air conditioning in some of those old houses, it's incredible how hot it can get in some of those places if people don't check on them.
Yeah.
Not only that, but elderly people tend to have lower circulatory problems.
Okay.
So they feel cold. I mean, how many times have you been to see your mom? She's had the heat on, or that she has been wrapped up in a blanket. Yep. I'm cold. Cold.
Yep.
When she's not really cold, she's just feeling cold, and they turn the heat up. This was a fight I had with my mother all the time. She would turn that heat up to 80 some degrees in a Louisiana summer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I would constantly be going, Mama, no, you're not that cold. You think you are, but you're not. So, yeah.
And that was part of the thing when in hot weather, like even it doesn't have to be 90 in Louisiana, 80 in Wisconsin on a humid day, if they don't have the good AC and like you said, they don't feel it as much. They said, check on these people, please check on these people.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Yeah. We had, it was on this morning with 2,300 deaths last summer in the United States.
Just from heat. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
a lot of those just indoor people sitting indoors.
And like you said, with blankets on, it's you got to check on them. That's the answer to that. It's a little cold
and
water.
And then what's your next one, Lisa?
Juneteenth celebrations are getting underway in Northeast Wisconsin. Lots of Juneteenth celebrations. We've got a couple coming up this weekend in Appleton and Oshkosh, and then next weekend in Green Bay. So I'll be talking about them.
Outstanding. Great work, Lisa.
And that's a national holiday now.
Absolutely is a national holiday now.
That's cool. Hey, can I give you a suggestion?
Sure, I'm always open.
He gives them to me all the time.
I give them to Johnny.
You can't believe what Todd gets.
Welcome to the show.
No, something that it was in the paper today about that that real ID that you got to get. You got to go to DM to travel, because remember that's been going on for 10 years, and then COVID.
Right.
Well, you don't have to do it. I went and got mine during COVID, but you have to get that special stamp.
I don't think I have one.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got a year to get it because you're not going to travel. If this comes back to, I don't know, probably more than 20 years ago, but it's a security measure for United States citizens. So on your driver's license, they put a special stamp, and you need that or else you're not going to fly.
Maybe I've got it.
Did you go to DMV and get it?
I don't know, but I had a new driver's license about a year or so ago.
Then more than likely you have it.
Yeah, okay. You probably got it.
All right.
But anyway, that's just something that it would be the worst thing if you're going to Disney or something. The kids are there, and it's like, Dad.
Oh, you can't even travel within the United States without it?
No.
Well, I thought you meant to outside of the
country. No, you can't fly.
You can't fly.
Right? You couldn't fly from here to Chicago without it?
No.
How did I miss this?
But they keep putting this off and putting it off. But the deadline was 3 years ago, and I was like, man, I got to get that. So I stood in line at the DMV and got it during COVID. But
is it only for flights? Like, what if I want to take an Amtrak to Montana?
That's why we have Lisa, our news bureau, to tell us those details.
I know about those things.
I have no idea. And Amtrak's such a thing, John, out of Green Bay. But, we should.
Well, you never know. You might drive.
Oshkosh, Appleton, right, in our area. But we fly a lot in these parts.
I wish we had Amtrak in Green Bay. I would take it.
I would too.
Why? What do you scoff on that for?
It's not the answer, John. We have a great highway system. We love our cars.
Sometimes we don't want to drive.
I would much rather sit in Amtrak
cheaper.
With a really good book.
Okay, what happens when you get
and
there?
And a beverage.
What happens when you get there?
Get where?
Wherever you're going.
Rent a car.
Well, yeah.
You rent a car. So there you go.
You rent a car or you have a friend bucks. Pick you up at the
Or we use one of these. We take that with us. On Amtrak. Put it up there in a sleeper thing. Exactly. Wow.
I don't know.
You're the last person we're like, would have thought would have been like that. You seem, can I be honest with you?
John.
Sometimes you are that old guy in the booth in the Muppets.
Yep.
Isn't he though?
Yep.
Todd, sometimes he is that guy.
Ask my kids.
Yes.
So when Amtrak was going to go from Milwaukee to Madison, remember that, Lisa? That was a big deal. And Doyle wanted it. Obviously, Walker didn't, and Walker nixed that. It took you from Milwaukee to Madison, which isn't that far for
$29.
And where does it stop? It stopped at the airport. Who the hell wants to go to the airport in Madison? I mean,
if they had one, let me say this. If they had one that took them close to the Kohl Center or Camp Randall, that would be hugely popular because parking and traffic down in those areas is horrific. Well,
that I could
Isn't
be
it, Lisa?
Into.
Do you have any? Are you in Madison, Lisa?
I'm not in Madison. I'm in Oshkosh now.
Because, I mean, if somebody from Madison could give us any tips of where to park in Madison, I think that's the worst town to get around.
It goes right back to him. Where can I park for the game? I got tickets for the Ohio State game.
Jim, you're giving her news assignments. I mean,
No, here's the deal. Now that the Badgers have those teams like USC and teams like that playing there, I really want, you know, going to see them play Iowa doesn't do much for me. But to see them play USC and UCLA and those schools. Oregon, that's going to be some unbelievably great football.
All right, so that Lisa will spend her time working for Civic Media statewide news to get Johnny a parking spot. Okay, that's cool.
It's too much to ask.
Not happening.
Thanks, Lisa.
There you go, Lisa.
Lisa, you do that, and I'll host you to a crayfish dinner, and I'll bite their heads off.
You'll bite their heads off?
I will do it. I promise for
you. That's a specialty.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, Lisa, keep up the good work.
You're the best. See ya. Lisa Hale, our bureau chief for Civic Media. Big show coming up, folks. Some really important people talking about some really important things.
Yep.
Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino in the Mirror here Tuesday morning. I want to say a special happy birthday to my son, Dominic.
Yes.
27 years old today. Hard to believe.
Isn't that? It is. He was just a little kid. You know, I don't know. It goes fast. But
how old was he when you did that thing to your back, lifting him out of the car?
And John's been complaining ever since.
Well, that was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So, 6 months?
He was only 6 months old?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you hurt your back lifting up like a 6 pound? That's all. I thought maybe it was two and maybe you weighed, you know.
No. But he was way inside the car. You know, he's like so I had to bend way over that.
Oh, really? Really, John? Really had to go, like, reach into the car to get your kid? Wow. Nobody's ever done that before. Tell me that again. You opened the door, and then you reached in to get your kid.
He was on, like, the far side.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
And I couldn't get that way because maybe there's another car parked close to it. So what I had to do, and the doctor even said, yes, this happens a lot, where I had to extend all the way so my legs weren't being used, and also the entire strain was on the lower lumbar spinal region. And what?
Just sound like you were making that up.
No.
Back to this Medicaid fraud thing. This is where it's coming from.
No.
Well, here's what happened, Doc. Okay, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
So I did that, and it felt like, you know what it felt like? Honest to God, it felt like a hernia. Your body more than the back, okay?
10 years ago, you're talking about like this happened yesterday.
So I'm reaching over and I lift him up and boom, the disc just disintegrates from that. And I stuck with it all during, you know, Christmas dinner and the sweat and the pain was unbelievable.
Oh, just
and then, so anyway, so I think
toughen it out.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm thinking I pulled a muscle in my back. Mm-hmm. So what do? I hire a masseuse. Masseuse. Okay. And she comes over. Okay, she's got her table, the whole thing. It's like the one at Seinfeld. Remember, she carried her own table.
Yeah.
It? She came over to your house?
Yeah. And, okay, so she's digging in. I mean, she's got her elbows in it. She's got her fist in it. She's got just reefing on it, okay? I'm in so much pain. I was biting the pillow.
They don't do it. They don't.
I was biting the. It's my story.
All right.
I was biting the pillow. I had like tears coming in my eyes because the pain was so bad. It's like she was taking a knife, not even a sharp knife, like one of those fishing knives that gets rusty because it's been in your tackle box for a couple of years.
Okay, John.
And you don't have the stone to sharpen it.
Okay, I don't know you all that well, but you have.
Stick it in me like that. You have
one of the lowest thresholds of pain of anybody I know.
So then.
That tooth. Like,
no.
You think you...
Well, if you had gone through what I went through with this tooth, you what, you wouldn't be here.
I've had plenty of massages. I've never had anything even close to that.
Digging and digging.
Yeah, okay. All right,
it's
go ahead,
what
John.
She did, because I said, go ahead, make it hurt. So, anyway...
Jeez, John.
I did.
In your house. Okay.
So then, but here's the deal. So can I be honest with you then? So then I go to see Pat So then I went to a chiropractor, okay? He reefed on it for a while. Unbelievable pain. Didn't do any good, okay? So then I finally go to Pat McKenzie. You know what? Puts me in the hospital in traction. And I even had an MRI, which they had to pull me out three times because I'm kind of claustrophobic at times. They had to pull me out. Oh, yeah.
John, I think a lot of this is self-inflicted.
None of it.
I would have done. Okay. What did McKenzie say?
He said, I can't. You know what he told me?
I can't believe the pain
you're in. He said, I cannot. How long has this happened? I said, about a week, maybe 2 weeks. And he goes, what kind of pain were you? I said, I can't even describe it. He said, that's unbelievable. He did. He said, that is incredible, the pain you must have put up with. He said, you're a warrior.
On the cross.
He said that.
On the cross.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but
right.
But here's the deal, though. So, you know, I know something
ironic. So you did all this stuff, and you're still whining about it. That's 27 years ago.
I'm not whining about it. Here's the deal. So you think, and Pat will tell you this story. When we get Mark Houston on, who's a good friend of Pat, we'll verify this story. So, okay, you're making fun of me because I herniated a disc lifting up my son, okay?
27 years ago.
I believe Pat herniated a disc in his back lifting his luggage out of the back of a car, of a trunk of a car. Like a taxi cab or something.
And did he have a masseuse come over to his house? And then did he go through all the same thing you did? So what did the MRI show?
That it was herniated.
And then what happened?
They put me on a steroid pack.
Yep.
And then it like reduced it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to, okay, well, whatever.
Because I thought it was a pulled muscle. I knew nothing about spinal injuries.
Then you go to a doctor, not to a masseuse.
But I didn't think it
you
was.
You wanted that masseuse over at your house. You should come clean on this whole story. But okay, well, all right, John. I'm glad you're not.
Hey,
better.
She's working her way through college. Okay. So anyway, that's my story. That's what happened to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but back we all started that with a happy birthday to your son.
Yes.
So
somehow it turns towards me because of what you do.
Most things do.
I know.
Yes.
You always turn things that way. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, he's a great kid, and he's doing well. And it's going to be
in the funeral business.
Yeah, but
he's doing it. I mean,
he is.
Yeah, he's very conscientious.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a tough business.
Yes, your wife is in it
as
well.
She is. That's a tough business. I don't know if he's going to stay in that business. He's young. I mean, he's young. He can do. And kids today, unlike us, you've had really one industry.
I've had one job basically.
Well,
yeah,
one industry. Kids today, they get different jobs, but they get different industries.
Absolutely,
like he could go from. Like, I told you, my kids, they talk about stuff. I'm like, what? We just spent all this money on this, you know, lane of education. But, you know, they're young enough. And they're like, well, I might want to do something else, you know, go
from
this to that.
But our goal is for him to own a funeral home. And then for me to run the I don't know what you want to call it. The
reception area.
The reception, the social area.
The chuck wagon.
Yes. I would run the social area. I'd have a full bar.
Yeah.
And it'd be a place for people to come in and just relax. Because, you know, the stress and the strain. Come on in. Hey, what do you need? An old fashioned? You need a Manhattan?
Okay.
I'd be that guy. I'd be the bartender. I'd lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean,
have some nice snacks.
You might have something there.
I'd have those. I love those snacks. I'd like that piece of ham with a piece of pickle and like mayonnaise.
No, it's not mayonnaise. It's not mayonnaise. It's sour cream.
Cream cheese, right?
Cream cheese.
Oh, man. I love those. That's like one of my favorite things. I'd have those. I'd have a bunch of other stuff I really
know you
like.
Those.
Yeah,
I
love
those.
I'd have all stuff I really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could work. Those reception areas, so much of this is gone from this sad thing to the celebration of life. You see, they're having a celebration
of
life. Absolutely. Do you remember Dan Nierad?
Yes.
He died. And his celebration of life is coming up. It's down in Madison. I was going to go, but there's no parking. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to probably go.
I want mine to be a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
And then we'll have some videos. Todd, put something together, like a little montage of I know. On a,
he's too enthusiastic about this, Todd. It's going to be fun. Todd, here's what you got to do. Todd, we'll do this. We'll do this funny thing. We'll do this really funny thing. Mino. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but no, I don't want mine to be sad.
No, I don't know. No, I do. I want people just weeping.
At mine or yours?
Mine.
Oh.
Do you really?
No, well,
I won't be.
I'm just kidding. Absolutely not. No.
All right.
No. Anyway, yes, that's down the road. So yeah. Right now, we're going to get healthy. We got our bikes. You're going to get your bike today.
Yeah?
Are you?
I think so.
Oh, jeez.
Could you give me a ride over on your handlebars?
Oh, I will pay to see that.
That ain't going
to
happen.
Me and my buddy Dennis DeLangelo spent one summer, all summer, going everywhere, 100 miles a day on one bike.
Yeah, that.
We even put a cushion on top of the thing. Yeah. And we had the extra big spoke things on the bottom.
All right.
That was the big thing back in the day. All right, we got to set a quick break. When we come back, feed my starving children event. Back after this. I was a